Now, Wisconsin is known for its agriculture, but perhaps not as much for the products grown inside. In a state where dairy farmers are closing down, could fish farming be another option? 90% of seafood eaten in the U.S. is imported from other countries. According to a survey conducted by the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, 84% of Wisconsinites say they eat fish at least once a month. There wasn't data on how much of that happens on Fridays. There's been growth in Wisconsin in the use of aquaponics, where fish and veggies provide nutrients to one another. Chris Hartlub is a professor of fisheries biology and the director of the Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility at UW-Stevens Point. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, I've only seen a little bit about this over the years, but it's apparently a big deal and getting bigger. Aquaponics. Tell us what this is and how it works.
Sure. Aquaponics is a hybrid of aquaculture as well as hydroponics. So you take from aquaculture, the farming of fish, and you combine it with hydroponics, which is raising crops in a soilless environment, basically in water. And you combine the two and you feed your fish grow. They also produce waste. That waste is then converted into nutrients, and those nutrients head right to the plants. And then the plants are floating in water, and that water then is returned cleaner back to the fish again.
And so if I'm in this business, I would ultimately be selling fish and maybe also selling some kind of veggies, lettuce and things like that?
Sure. I mean, basically, you'd be farming a meal, something with fish and then your vegetables on the side.
So you got a salmon Caesar salad, pretty much, apart from the dressing, I guess. Now, what? Paint a picture for us of what this looks like if we walked into an aquaponics facility.
Well, that's interesting because there's probably one right nearby you. And that is, they range everything from some backyard hobbyists all the way up to large commercial production. In Wisconsin, because of our winters, they have to be done indoors, most of the time in a greenhouse. They have rows and rows of plants that they're growing and for the vegetables. And then they would have a series of tanks set up with a variety of different types of fish, depending on what their interest is.
And how big a business is this getting to be in Wisconsin? You mentioned they're, you know, all over the place, at least in small forms. Are we starting to see Wisconsin, you know, see this take off in Wisconsin?
Well, I would say definitely. I mean, it's like any industry. It's suffering growing pains. But in general, the trend is more and more farms are succeeding. And like I said, it goes everything from a do-it-yourselfer or a backyard hobbyist all the way to a local farm that may be serving just your town's market. And then we've got some large ones coming online that are actually serving the entire upper Midwest.
I know some people have raised concerns over the years with outdoor fish farming, concerns over environmental impact. When it comes to aquaponics, how do you gauge the environmental impact and how it stacks up to other ways of getting us fish?
Right. Actually, it has the smallest footprint because it's basically what we refer to as a closed system. The water goes from the fish to some filters to the plants and then back to the fish again. So the water basically just recirculates in the system. Most farms will be basically replacing maybe about 10% of the water that they use each day, which can be easily filtered by, you know, putting the nutrient-rich water onto fields around it, or they can capture those waste products so they don't enter out into the environment.
Talking to Chris Hartlub, professor of fisheries biology and director of the Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility at UW-Stevens Point. We're talking about aquaponics, a combination of fish farming and hydroponic vegetable raising all in one facility. You participate in workshops, Chris, that serve as kind of a boot camp, I understand, for people who want to get into this. What do people need to know before they start to give this a try?
Well, for the most part, we'll just start off by saying that they need to realize that it's farming. Most often when people contact me, it's because they're running into problems. And if they start off their sentences with, well, I went away for the weekend, and I tell them to stop right there because farming is 24/7. So that's what most of the people that have come to our boot camps or our workshops generally come from some other type of business background. So they come to learn about the science of aquaponics, and that is farming fish and then farming those crops.
And we know there's a concern in Wisconsin. A lot of dairy farms have gone out of operation over the last few years. A lot of people still in might be looking for a replacement or some kind of diversification. Are you seeing interest on Wisconsin dairy farms to see if this might be something they can add to their mix?
I've gotten a couple of calls from dairy farmers wondering, you know, what aquaponics is because they've heard about it or seen it in the news. And I think it's an interesting prospect for them. As I mentioned, most of the contacts I have of those people attending our classes or our boot camps come from some type of almost like a white collar job where they know business and finance, and they need to be taught how to farm, what the science of the farming is. The dairy farmers would come from the other direction. They know how to farm, and they probably have a lot of the infrastructure already. So it would be more of, you know, aiding or assisting them on, okay, so they can grow the fish, they can grow the vegetables. Now, how do you market those in a market that's used to traditional agriculture?
And Chris, I should ask for people who eat the fish, I may have buried the lead here. What kind of fish are we raising here in Wisconsin's aquaponics community?
Sure. I mean, the most common one is tilapia.
I think we lost Chris Hartlib there. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get him back quickly. Chris, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Well, I'm not hearing him come back to me. Chris, what kind of fish do we raise here in Wisconsin aquaponics?
Sure. The most common one is tilapia because it's a relatively easy fish to raise. And it also feeds low on the food chain. So the food that you feed the fish tends to be less expensive. But most of our customers in Wisconsin would rather eat native fish from here. So they like to see something like an Atlantic salmon or a walleye or a yellow perch or bluegill or something like that. So really, you know, the sky's the limit on what you can raise. But, you know, more farmers, I think, are realizing that they need to tailor their fish crops to what the consumer wants to eat.
Stay with us here on Central Time.